My dictation for Cornelius Baron, Cornelius Baron, 3. Date of birth is 11/14/1981. Date of service is 9/16/2022. Date of accident is 7/18/2021. The patient, Cornelius Baron, has been a victim of an automobile accident as a rear seat passenger on the right side. He was sitting alone and was hit on a front end on the driver's side that was hit very badly. No idea about the driver of the car, who was the Uber driver. However, the patient himself, Mr. Cornelius, suffered from a headaches as well as loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the event, and severe pain that began in the area of the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the right shoulder as the main issues, with radiation to the left arm posteriorly involving fourth and fifth finger, as numbness and tingling and muscle spasm started. The patient has been provided with 6 epidural injections apart and 3 cervical epidural injections to bring relief. There was a presence of multi-level disc herniation, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and a herniated disc at L5-S1, and fracture of the T8 vertebral body due to the accident. In addition, a supraspinatus tendinosis and subacromial bursal inflammation was also found in the right shoulder. The patient has obtained several injections, and at this time, there has been a reasonable relief. The patient reports almost 70% improvement in the symptoms. He has also seen 2 neurosurgeons, Dr. Prebill and Dr. Redden, who advised him to have a laser treatment for his neck and the lower back to provide further relief. So far, the patient has been improving. He also has been advised to go to a neuropsych. And his pain level varies from 6 to 8. Right shoulder is 8. Lower back pain is 8. And neck pain is 6. There is a radiation of pain occasionally, much less frequent and intense, much less intense, to both the arms posteriorly, both legs posteriorly, according to him. ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 as follows. The work is affected 8, and rest of the things are not affected more than 5. In the system review, patient report that he is suffering from headaches and vision disturbances, tension, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and panic, and nightmares, occasional confusion, and disorientation. But there is no loss of memory, and there is no blackout, fainting, seizures, and no other issues are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain radiation, which is less frequent than before, to both legs and both arms posteriorly, and also pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, and neck, and the right shoulder. He has some difficulty in walking with a cane. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels, stomach pain, and blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that he has slightly improved, and there are no changes in the pain level or medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization. And no abuse of substances, and compliance is to patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 126/81, pulse is 72, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit, which is 825-2022, dictation number, 728-2022, dictation number is 0728-044. The plan of care is as follows. The patient is actually seeing Dr. Redden and Dr. Gilliard. Dr. Gilliard is an orthopedic surgeon for his right shoulder for a possibility of a surgery, as well as Dr. Redden, who is a spine specialist, to investigate for a consultation for possible neck surgery. At this time, he is continuing with his home exercise and a physical therapy program, and he remains disabled for work. And he has issues in his neck, mid-back, lower back, and the shoulder, affecting his entire body, as well as sacroiliac joint inflammation. And patient will be seen in 30 days' time. His labs have been taken again, and the maps have been reviewed. The patient is in compliance, he's trying his best, he's going laser treatment at this time. And so, patient will be reviewed in short, in 30 days. He has been advised that if he considers that the shots are helping him, more than happy to do a right shoulder injection and possible cervical and one thoracic epidural can be done beside his sacroiliac joint, because his right sacroiliac joint is quite painful. Thank you.